Now let me just summarize to say the problem of initiation, the problem of education on this primary level is to carry the psyche over that threshold so that images will no longer, these sign stimuli, will no longer produce responses of flight to dependency. They will produce responses of assumption of responsibility. They will no longer bring echoes of child relationship to parent. They will bring responses of adult's relationship to something to be done. This is the transformation that has to take place at this point and is a constant problem of all the societies. Now we'll come to this latter part somewhat later in the hour. To sum up a certain point here now, I want to bring in some terms that are going to be very important in my contrast between what appears from my view of these matters to be essential to European Occidental thinking about these matters and the whole Oriental world. There is a fundamental differentiation which I want to be able to bring out, and this is why I'm going into these details. We have now the idea of a psyche, so to say, with two floors, two stories. Down here is the unconscious. Up here is the conscious individual. This individual has, so to say, a flashlight in his hand. That is his consciousness. Now, if I ask you what you were doing at 10:30 p.m. such and such a day, you might for the moment not be able to recall, but if you look in your date book or something like this and see party with so-and-so and so-and-so, you get the whole thing. It comes back very vividly. Here is something that's not in your consciousness now, but is available to consciousness. That Freud calls the preconscious. If, however, I ask you what you had to play with in the third day of your life, you would not be able to find out. That is absolutely unavailable to your consciousness. That is way down here in the unconscious. Now, the important thing is that all of the primary imprints in the first 4 years of your life are down there. And by that time, it's set. This now gives us our first three terms, unconscious, conscious, and preconscious. Now, this down here, Freud calls the id. That I want machine is the id. The id is what you're born with. Now, the little thing that's just born and the id within it doesn't know the date. It doesn't know whether this is the period of the Aurignacian caves, the period of the early Neolithic. It doesn't know whether you're born in Timbuktu or Washington, D.C. In other words, it's just sheer organism wanting something. The environment says, don't. So you begin to take a lot of I mustn'ts down into the unconscious too. The plus has minuses added. This addition of minuses, Freud calls superego.